This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's funny. We had a very small sample last year at this because of he got hurt. But we all felt, management, coaches, in that small sample, that kid's a hockey player. He just has a presence about him. He has a compete about him. His skill is transferable skill because it's hard skill. It's not just flash and there's a lot of substance to his game that we've felt every time we've been with him. I think he's a winning hockey player, and I thought he showed that tonight.
What do you see on the ice that substance?
Well, he's like the goal, right? It's the goal at the end there. It's a great goal, and it looks, you know, so pretty, and the poise and all those things. But at the end of the day, it's also a fearless goal. He plays in hard areas because he took it to the back post, right? A lot of players, especially young players, are going to settle for the snapshot on the short side, and they're not going to take that puck to the back post because it's big boy hockey, and sometimes you take pucks to the back post and you get lit up. And I had no doubt that he was going to take that thing to the back post. Everything else was just posturing to try to fake people. So he just has a lot of bite, a lot of substance. He wins puck battles. He can win faceoffs. I want him on the penalty kill. I want him on the power play. I want him out there at the end of the game trying to protect a lead. I'd probably want him out there trying to score too. So he's a very useful hockey player. I thought really well. I thought they had chances. The other team had chances, right? That's what happens when you play players of that caliber. And that is a hard assignment. And Savoy's work rate, again, as we've talked about, is just so high. He comes up with pucks. So even on a night, and he made a lot of plays tonight that could have ended up in the net and didn't. But as we talked about yesterday, I think it was, or maybe this morning, Savoy on a night that isn't all over the scoreboard still helps you win hockey games because he does all the other things. He competes. He's fast. He forechecks. I double shifted him the whole third period. He played center, and then he'd come back and play right wing, and then he'd play center. So real credit to him. Yeah. I do think it helped, you know, and he's obviously young and he's a great skater, so he can handle it. You know, we did that with Peterka and Quinn at times last year. Sometimes we intentionally dressed 11 forwards in 7D so we could do that. One game, JJ wasn't feeling that good, and I just double shifted him the whole game because I didn't want him to sit on the bench and think about not feeling good. You know, I think that players of that caliber, it really gets them into the game. And if you skate and think it like he does, you can handle it. As advertised. Yeah, Slavkovsky was as advertised. I saw him at practice, and I was like, my gosh. I mean, he's massive, right? He has a presence about him. He's got the square jaw. He looks like a man. And then I think most players in a rookie tournament on that hit in the third period would have gotten blown up. Berzola, that's a good hit. It was clean, but it was good. It was heavy, and he didn't even move. So I thought he was fantastic, and he looked like a number one overall pick.
Do you have an update on Bloom?
It's upper body, day-to-day. I don't know. I haven't talked to our doctors post-game. So he didn't come back in the game tonight. Prospects challenge. We're not going to put him in any risk. We'll find out a little more tomorrow. Yeah, we talked about a couple things defensively. We didn't have a lot of time for systems, and we didn't want to bog them down with systems. We want them to play. We want them to attack the game. We did talk about how we arrive into defensive zone, get back hard, and hit your edges. And if you simply do that, you're going to be a decent defensive team. I thought most of our issues from a scoring chance against were more turnover related, not defensive zone coverage related. And we talked going into the third period that now you have to flip the mind now. This isn't summer hockey anymore. We're playing a real game with an NHL jersey on against an NHL opponent. And we can't – now you got to play like it's the third period of a game you're trying to win. And I thought our guys handled that for the most part in a pretty mature way for a young group, which was great to see.
Linus, I mean, he stood out. He's one of the older guys. I mean, you expect a guy with his experience to stand out in the
second. Yes, but expecting it and doing it are two different things sometimes, right? So, you know, sometimes when you expect that of yourself, you can put a little too much pressure. You try to do too much. I didn't think he did any of that tonight. I thought he played really good hockey. I thought he back-checked hard. I thought he won puck battles for us. He made offensive plays. And he played, you know, like you'd like him to see. And he played like a dominant player in this tournament, which was great. You know, Brett Murray made that statement last year. And I know Linus wants to make that statement this year. Yeah, I like him a lot. He's athletic. He's got a lot of pop. He wants to jump into the rush offensively. He can shoot it, hit the post in the third period, creeping in, which is great to see from a defenseman that he has the confidence to do that in that situation. I've known him for a long time. Like, he is a dual citizen, so he was in consideration for the U.S. national team, so I was tracking him when he was 14 and 15, so I've watched him quite a bit. There's a lot I like about his game, and I thought he showed really well tonight.
What do you think of the goalies? Both of your goalies seem to have strong performances.
I thought they were both outstanding. The first period could have been 4-4. It was you know, as you'd expect in a prospects tournament, a little bit of fire wagon hockey, a lot of skill on the ice, plays being made. I thought that Beck was outstanding in the first, even though he gave up two, and I thought Tomáš was very calm. He looked like he did at the World Juniors, which was this moment didn't look too big for him. It didn't look too big for him there. It didn't look too big for him tonight. I thought he did a really good job. And then we haven't talked about it. I just want to make the statement, like, Isak Rosin, what a block shot, right? That's winning hockey. So that's a first-round pick. That's a skill player. That's an offensive-minded player that did a lot of really good things tonight. And yet he's going out there with 15 seconds to go, and he's going to eat a puck to win a hockey game. I thought that was a great sign for what he stands for as a player.
Did you like having Suhonen come in on the penalty kill?
You know, it's a good question, and I was thinking about it, and should I hold? But that's not fair to him. Some of the times it might be better because you get shots right away, right? You're not sitting there thinking and having faced a puck. You know you're going to get work. So it gets you right into the game if you can get through that 2 minutes. He got through the 2 minutes, and it probably helped him at that point after that.
What do you think of Laaksonen's
game? I thought he took a real leadership presence on the ice. He was our loudest player. He was our most vocal player. He calmed the bench down. He calmed the guys on the ice down with how much he talked. It's... You know, we talk about how good it is for the rookies to have Weisbach and Rusek and Laaksonen at this tournament, but it's also really good for them because they get to be leaders and they get to be the assertive one. You know, Laaksonen's been used to being on a decor with older players, and now he's the alpha of the group, and that's a great opportunity to show that presence and grow as a young man. Calm. It looked like, again, that it wasn't that big of a deal. And I know it was, and it is a big deal. But he doesn't show it. He's not emotional. He doesn't come off of a bad shift slamming his stick. He doesn't come off of a great shift too high. He has a real calm presence about him, which I think is extremely important in becoming an elite player. I guess the last thing I'd add, sorry, is I thought the Burke line, I know it's listed as a fourth line, that line was massive in us winning a hockey game tonight. Not only on the scoreboard, but with how hard that threesome played for us tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.